Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Knowing Christ Ministries half hour on Blog Talk Radio. I can't believe it's been 4 years since we last broadcast, but somehow or other it has been. I've missed you all, and all I can say is that life took many strange and unexpected twists and turns during the last 4 years in my personal life and got derailed a bit, but I'm back. So a couple of announcements before I dive in. Number one, as much as we loved our apps on the Apple iOS and Google Android platforms, based on the cancel culture that is quickly turning against anything related to proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior, we've decided to discontinue our apps. They were costly to maintain and run on a yearly basis, and there was no guarantee as to when they'd be terminated by Apple or Google from being available in their app stores. As a matter of fact, though, within days after making this decision a few weeks ago, Apple actually notified us that we were being bounced, although they did offer to continue hosting the app should we redesign and redevelop it to fit with their new standards. Nope. To that end, we are also ceasing to upload to a podcast status for hosting on iTunes. And number two, especially based on the previous announcement, it's important for you all to know that Blog Talk Radio still has maintained our entire archive of radio broadcasts since we started on the air 10 years ago. So to that end, tune in here, look through the archives, find a show you want to listen to, or start one of our many series, and please, 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 spread the word that Jesus is on the way, the only way, to heaven and to the Father. So, okay, with those major announcements out of the way, let's get into today's broadcast. Like many Christians today, I'm heavily steeped into the study of prophecy and end times. As a matter of fact, that's what has occupied my scripture study moments over the last 4 years. So to that end, I was all prepared to launch a new series for our return to broadcasting on just that, emphasizing that while, as Revelation tells us, Jesus will return, but we do not know the hour. Scripture says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. And although we will not know the hour, let me stress three things. Number one, it is coming soon. And two, secondly, people, you have to get ready. You must repent. As it says in Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So anyway, I was all set to launch into prophecy, right? Then a still, small voice spoke to me. You all know what's coming, right? Well, let me give you a little backstory, and I'll make this really quick. I went in for a test about a month ago, and a technician and I got to talking about dogs, and I'm a dog person. We have three. But for me, that's the perfect segue to talk about the Lord Jesus with people. They'll talk about their dogs. People will. And I'll mention what I'm going to talk to you about today, and that's exactly what I did with the technician. I asked, so, do you know the difference? Do you know the different theology of cats versus dogs? And we had the most wonderful glory to Jesus discussion as a result. So back to preparing for the radio show. I'm set to discuss prophecy. And then the voice says, no, the difference in theology between cats and dogs is critical. Start back on the air with that. That is informative and will help equip others to glorify me. Just clarifying, that's still the Lord speaking, not me, Dr. West. So that brings us right to the point. Do you know the difference between cat and dog theology? It's really quite simple, and it provides a perfect analogy for talking to people about Jesus and bringing glory to God the Father. So you might even notice there's subtle differences between cat people and dog people. And I need to clarify, as a dog person, I mean no disrespect to cat people with that statement. But what do we know about cats? Tend to be independent unless they want something. And then they come out of their hiding place in search of someone or something to satisfy their need of the moment. In contrast, what do we know about dogs? And I'm talking in generalities. Well, my experience as a dog owner of over 22 years of various breeds, backgrounds, and ages at the time of rescue or rehoming, dogs want to be with you. They shadow you. They lay next to you on the couch or at your feet almost at all times. Matter of fact, one of my dogs is just laying at my feet right now in the office. They are constantly there with you. They sleep with you. They sleep next to you. They're on the floor. They're always there seeking to see if you need anything from them to make you happy or feel more complete. I can start crying over something and the dogs are all over me trying to give me comfort. Well, the same is typically true when we talk about the theology of cats and dogs, which actually surprised me when, about 10 years ago, I got a book by Bob Shogren and Gerald Robison called Cat and Dog Theology, Rethinking Our Relationship with Our Master. The blurb on Amazon sounded interesting, so I ordered it and loved it. It was so honest, and as a dog lover and having owned cats before, I was able to appreciate exactly what they were saying, especially as they talked more and more about cat people versus dog people. And again, I identify as a dog person, and I have been able to better identify what's going on in the minds of cat people, actually, as a result of reading that book. It was really quite interesting. So anyway, essentially, cats pray for things they desire, things that will make life more comfortable and easy. Dogs pray seeking to glorify the Lord Jesus. And the same prayer might actually be, Lord, we're here with, the same prayer that a cat might offer up to the Lord in seeking comfort. Dogs might say the same prayer, but they'll also say, Lord, we're here with great faith because we need things from you to help advance your kingdom. In other words, cats pray for his will to match their own. Dogs pray, not my will, but yours. Well, how similar is this to people you may know who approach prayer as if it was time to offer up only a laundry list of requests to the Lord rather than asking for resolution to problems only as they advance and glorify his will? Well, many cats may pray to advance the Lord Jesus' kingdom here on earth. Don't get me wrong. But as Shogren and Robison explain, it's not their primary focus in prayer. The primary focus is on their comfort. Only secondarily is their emphasis to advance the Lord's kingdom. So to quote Shogren and Robison, dogs know that although a safe, soft, and comfortable life can point to God's glory, it is the glory that's the higher priority, not the safe, soft, comfortable life that it is for cats. And suffering can actually point to that same glory. If suffering is going to result in greater glory, then dogs yield to suffering in their lives so that the glory can shine in a greater way. So when we look at ailments, we can ask God for healing, but we must also realize that if the ailment or infirmity will bring Jesus more glory, either in the eyes of others or to prepare us for eternity with him, Jesus might choose to allow it to stay in our lives. It's the glory we need to focus on, not the ailment. Remember, the Apostle Paul asked Jesus 3 times to take away his infirmity, and what did Jesus respond? In 2 Corinthians, he says, my power is made perfect in weakness. In other words, Jesus knew Paul would bring greater glory to him and God the Father through his ailments than if he take them away. So what am I trying to say when I talk about the theology of cats and dogs? The message is very simple. In all things, put the Lord Jesus Christ first. Your comfort and satisfaction of your needs is second only to how they will bring glory to him. And you see how simple that basic cat and dog analogy is to use to discuss the need we have even more critically now in the end times to spread that message to others. And you'll easily spot dog and cat lovers just about everywhere, even in the parking lot at Walmart, in the grocery stores, in the waiting rooms with people reading books and magazines or having a dog picture on their cell phone cover or whatever. So that's the perfect segue, just like I did with that technician, for opening up a discussion just about anywhere about bringing glory to Jesus. And to me, that was a much easier approach to discussing Jesus and our need for him above all things and bringing glory to him above all things than to enter into a discussion from a more proper Christian apologetic perspective, which is something I wholeheartedly admit I don't feel skilled at all. I admire people who are very gifted in that area. I know I'm not. So if I can do it talking about dogs and cats, then you can do it. And so that's the message that I believe that Jesus wanted me to bring to you today as we started our new radio shows. So that brings us to the end of this show, keeping it very short and sweet. For more information or to contact us, please email us at info, I-N-F, as in Frank, O, at knowingchrist.com. You can also find us on Facebook still at Knowing Christ Ministries. Please like us so you can get announcements on what's going on. We will stay there as long as we can. I'm also on MeWe, MeWe.com, on Knowing Jesus. That's our page there. Everything that I post on Facebook, I try to always remember to post on MeWe. I'm not always the best at that. But anyway, until next time, this is Dr. Danielle West reminding you, it's not what you know, but who you know. For Knowing Christ Ministries, I wish you a very blessed day, and I thank you for listening.